Dr. Sabri, getting a televisit note on a patient, Kenneth Gumm, G-U-M-M, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, date of birth 1-10-1959, date of service 11-25-2024. Paragraph, the patient is 65-year-old gentleman who has the following past medical history: 1, congestive heart failure, secondary to ischemic cardiomyopathy, history of coronary artery disease, subspost stenting and reduced stenting most lately in February 2024. Next, history of severe anemia. Next, hypertension, currently hypotensive side. Next, history of gout. Next, history of Addison's disease, maintained on hydrocortisone supplementation. Next, history of infected knee, getting chronic antibiotic therapy, chronic left leg ulcer, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next hypoxemia upon exertion requiring oxygen at 2 liters per minute since September 2023. Period, paragraph, past surgical history includes bilateral knee replacement surgery and a redo replacement on the left knee in 2023, complicated by infection. Next, history of EP study with ablation. Next, history of coronary artery disease stenting. Next, back surgery times 3, per paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Period, paragraph. Social history. Patient is married with 2 kids. He quit smoking when he was 40. He also had history of remote alcohol use, and he quit at the same time. He was used to be a heavy drinker. He owns a construction company. Period, paragraph. Review systems reveals headaches positive, occasional chest pain. He has oxygen desaturation on minimal exertion. Denies any vomiting, but he does have occasional nausea with decreased appetite. He does have no abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea. He reports nocturia, urinary urgency, incomplete bladder emptying reported, period. All other systems are reviewed and are negative, period. Paragraph. Medication include Eliquis 5 mg BID, allopurinol 300 mg QD, Protonix 40 mg QD, hydrocortisone 50 mg in AM, 5 mg in PM, carvedilol 6.25 mg BID, Ambien 5 mg at bedtime as needed, hydrocodone with acetaminophen 10/325. He takes up to 6 a day as needed for pain, and CR is 10 mg daily. Also, he's taking tizanidine 4 mg as needed, Bumax 2 mg daily, multivitamins, magnesium, potassium 30 mg equivalents twice a day, and lorazepam as needed 0.5 mg. He also has a prescription for butalbital as needed and nitroglycerin as needed. Period, paragraph. On physical exam, this was done as a virtual physical exam and visual. Looking at a video, patient is in non-acute distress. However, he has his oxygen on. He is morbidly obese with abdominal obesity. He does have 2+ pitting edema in both lower extremities. Also, he has 2+ edema in left hand as well. Period. He also looks pale on inspection of the skin, period. Paragraph, assessment and plan. Before assessment and plan, investigations available to us include the following. His latest BNP is 1966. glucose 103, sodium 135, potassium 3.8, chloride 94, total CO2 28, BUN 15, creatine 0.94, calcium 8.5, total protein 6.9, albumin 3.7, bilirubin 0.4, alkaline phosphatase 101, AST 12, ALT less than 6, white count is 9.4, hemoglobin 8.5, platelet count 259, MCV is 94.6, his C-reactive protein is 13.9. His T-SAT is 21.4, ferritin 118, C-reactive protein repeat is 98.2, SPAP is negative for monoclonal spike, his erythropoietin level is 73.5, kappa lambda ratio is 1.47, period, paragraph. His B12 level is more than 1900, folate was normal. Assessment and plan 1, congestive heart failure with volume overload, uncontrolled with current diuretic therapy. The plan is to increase his Bmax to 2 mg twice a day and add metolazone 5 mg, take 30 minutes prior to Bmax. For three, four days, and then every other day after that. Recheck his labs next week and go from there. Next, severe anemia, most likely this is anemia of chronic disease and inflammation. No need for imminent blood transfusion at this time. I expect improvement of his desaturation when we improve his volume. He may eventually need a blood transfusion. We'll arrange for that if needed. Next, coronary artery disease with stenting, that is symptomatic. Next, hypertension, currently on hypotensive side. Next, history of gout, continue allopurinol. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, continue Eliquis. Next, BPH. Apparently, Cialis is not working very well for him, precluding him from getting nitroglycerin when he has chest pain, so I advise him to maybe lay off Cialis if needed. Period, paragraph. Morbid obesity patient will need to lose weight if possible. Patient is going to be seen in televisit in 1 week to discuss the results and follow up on his volume status and address other issues. Period, paragraph. End of report. Thanks.